We are talking about It All Started with a Stale Sandwich, which is a savvy celebration of the inspirational artworks created for Caledore public art projects over the last 50 years, with artists including Christo Ambrovin-Mick, Jeff Koons and Gilbert and George. So joining me to talk a little bit more about this wonderful documentary, which is featured as part of the Sydney Film Festival, is the director of the work, Sam Lang. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Nicole.
So can you start by providing a little bit more background to the Caledore Public Arts Project and the key artwork that kind of kick-started the whole movement?
Yeah, sure. Well, John Caledore came to Australia from Hungary as a migrant in the 1950s. And in the 60s, he started collecting contemporary art pieces, and he had a great passion for contemporary art. And in 1968, he went to New York, and he'd heard about an artist called Christo, who was working with Jean-Claude, and they were wrapping things. And John went to meet him, and Christo and Jean-Claude at that time were very poor and they had no money, and they offered him a stale sandwich, hence the title. And they said, listen, we don't want to come out to Australia to lecture, because that's what John Caldor asked them to do, but we would like you to find us a piece of coastline to wrap. And that was the beginning of a relationship between the two. And Christo and Jean-Claude came out the next year and created the world's, at that time, largest land artwork, which was over 1 million square feet of fabric covering Sydney's Little Bay. And that really put Australia on the map in terms of contemporary art. And it also changed a lot of things for Australian artists practicing here at the time. And then John Caldor followed that up by bringing Gilbert and George out to our gallery in the early 70s, and then artists like Charlotte Moorman and Nam June Paik, and then later Jeff Koons and Marina Abramovic. And the idea was that he brought notable international artists to Australia to create work on site-specific, in site-specific areas, to create these kind of temporary public artworks for the public. So that his idea was that the public and also local artists could share in his passion for art.
And so what brought you, like what inspired you to create a film that explored the Caledore public art projects? Did you have any kind of personal experience with the public works that made you kind of want to tell this story in particular?
Look, I think I have a passion for contemporary art, and John Maynard, the producer of the film, in the 70s was an art curator in or director of an art museum in New Zealand. And we had been talking about contemporary artists who were now sort of 50 years later in their 80s and what a significant contribution they had made. And this year is John Caldor's 50th anniversary of those public art projects. And we were talking about just what a significant contribution that had been and how amazing it would be to try and collate and make a film about those artists, those works, and how that had changed the cultural landscape of Sydney. So it really came out of this idea of, well, you know, how has contemporary art practice affected us over half a century? And how, more importantly, has a man like John Caldor had the persistence, the resilience, and the drive to keep bringing artists out over such a long period of time?
I'm interested, as you mentioned, he brought artists out to Australia. Do you know why that was a particular focus rather than looking inward at Australian artists?
I think, you know, at the time that John started, he had come from Europe as a migrant and he was travelling a lot for his work. And I think he felt that there was a sense of isolation in Australia at that time. You know, we didn't have the internet, telephones were really hard, you know. Air travel hadn't really kicked in for everyone, and he wanted to bring international artists at that time to inspire, I suppose, both the public and the local artists to think differently about their relationship to art. And I think that continued for a while, and then, of course, the Biennales came in. And John now has worked with a lot more local artists, but the idea still is this notion of a cultural exchange.
And I'm also interested in the process that you had in terms of creating this film, and you interviewed a wide variety of artists. What did you kind of learn about particularly society's changing perceptions to public art? Because I know just by watching the trailer that people were really confronted by a lot of the earlier works. How did that develop and evolve in the Australian arts ecology?
Look, I think that's a really great question, and I think it obviously definitely has evolved from people thinking that contemporary art was made by mad people to now public audiences having a different language with which they kind of approach and read public works, which means that we can kind of read them with a whole lot more layers and complexity. But I also think that when you create public works, you're creating collective memories and collective identities and collective stories, and people are kind of talking about issues that those works bring up. And what was really striking to me, I think, is to look at how each of those works, some of them more than others, had changed the way that maybe we thought about the site on which they were created, or thought differently about ourselves even.
And also a major part of the film is not looking at the past, but also a development of a new project, Project 34 by Asad Raza, which commemorates the 50th anniversary of Caldor Art Projects. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, one of the things I really noticed when I looked at the archive was just that John Caldor comes alive when he's in relationship with artists. And I really wanted to capture that on screen. And obviously with the past projects, it can be done by archive, but not sort of in the present. And what I noticed when I went to his office was that he was generating these projects. So one with Asad Raza, Project 34, a retrospective exhibition created by British artist Michael Landy, and then a virtual work by Australian artist Agatha Gert-Snape. And it was completely fascinating to watch him in dialogue with those artists. And that then became a sort of the present tense of the film, because I think it's rare to be able to watch artists in process with a philanthropist and also with someone who's a creative collaborator and producer, I suppose. So those are, for me, I was fascinated in that process, and I put that into the film to give the audiences a sense of how many times he'd gone through this process, but also what it entailed and the kinds of questions that it raised, and also the kind of cultural production that is required to make some of these enormous works.
Well, the film sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Sam.
Thanks, Nicole.